Chapter 7. A young woman came running across the sand. Her long black hair flew behind her head as she ran. She carried a brown briefcase in one hand, a camera, strapped around her neck, bobbed in front of her. She stopped in front of us and smiled at Uncle Ben.
Dr. Hassad? She asked breathlessly.
My uncle nodded.
Yes?
He waited for her to catch her breath.
Wow, she's really pretty, I thought.
Her long black hair was sleek and shiny. She had bangs cut straight across her forehead. Beneath the bangs were the most beautiful green eyes I'd ever seen. She was dressed all in white. A white suit jacket and a white blouse over white slacks. She was short, only an inch or two taller than Sari.
She must be a movie star or something, I told myself. She's so great looking.
She set her briefcase down on the sand and brushed back her long black hair.
I'm sorry I shouted like that, Dr. Hassad, she told my uncle. It's just that I needed to talk to you. I didn't want you to disappear into the pyramid.
Uncle Ben narrowed his eyes at her, studying her.
How did you get past the security guard? He asked, pulling off the hard hat.
I showed them my press card, she replied. I'm a reporter for the Cairo Sun. My name is Nila Ramad. I was hoping...
Nila? Uncle Ben interrupted. What a pretty name.
She smiled.
Yes. My mother named me after the River of Life, the Nile.
Well, it's a very pretty name, Uncle Ben replied.
His eyes twinkled.
But I'm not ready to have any reporters write about our work here.
Nila frowned and bit her lower lip.
I spoke to Dr. Fielding a few days ago, she said.
My uncle's eyes widened in surprise.
You did?
Dr. Fielding gave me permission to write about your discovery,
Nila insisted, her green eyes locked on my uncle.
Well, we haven't discovered anything yet, Uncle Ben said sharply. There may not be anything to discover.
That's not what Dr. Fielding told me, Nila replied. He seemed confident that you were about to make a discovery that would shock the world.
Uncle Ben laughed.
Sometimes my partner gets excited and talks too much, he told Nila.
Nila's eyes pleaded with my uncle.
May I come into the pyramid with you?
She glanced at Sari and me.
I see you have other visitors.
My daughter Sari and my nephew Gabe, Uncle Ben replied.
Well, could I come down with them?
Nila pleaded.
I promise I won't write a word for my paper until you give me permission.
Uncle Ben rubbed his chin thoughtfully. He swung the hard hat back onto his head.
No photographs either, he muttered.
Does that mean I can come?
Nila asked excitedly.
Uncle Ben nodded. As an observer.
He was trying to act real tough, but I could see he liked her.
Nila flashed him a warm smile.
Thank you, Dr. Hassad.
He reached into the storage cart and handed her a yellow hard hat.
We won't be making any amazing discoveries today, he warned her. But we're getting very close to something.
As she slipped on the heavy helmet, Nila turned to Sari and me.
Is this your first time in the pyramid?
She asked.
No way. I've already been down 3 times, Sari boasted. It's really awesome.
I just arrived yesterday, I said. So it's my first time down in...
I stopped when I saw Neela's expression change. Why was she staring at me like that? I glanced down and realized that she was staring at the amber pendant. Her mouth was open in shock.
No! I don't believe this. I really don't. This is so weird,
she exclaimed.